Holy Kiran Simon Kuf Samaches. Al Ezamin Pas Mvarchim. Chai begins with the halacha of Kadima. Kadima Bracha sometimes is a question of, you know, do I say the Mizonos before the Shahakal or the Shahakal before the Mizonos? Here's the question, even within Mizonos, should we say a Bracha on the cookie, the whole cookie, or the slice of cake, things like that. So the Mechaber begins, Hayulafanov Chatichos Shal Pas Pas Shalim. You have, you know, a whole roll, and you have sliced bread. Hakol minechet, it's all, you know, wheat bread. Mevarech al hashalim, afilu hu pas kibar. So even if it's, you know, inferior quality, it's a whole roll. Perushash in anaki, v'katan, v'achatikos pas nikiyo gedola. So you have a whole roll, the quality of the flour isn't as good, it's wheat flour, and you have slices of bread. So the... You say bracha on the whole roll, even if it's smaller than the slices. In Hilchos Shabbos, we have the idea of saying a bracha on a shalim for lechem mishnah. That's like a chiyuv. You know, and here, if you're not planning on eating the whole roll, you only want the slice bread, so it's not an issue. If you're planning on eating both, and they're both in front of you, you should preferably say a bracha on the whole roll. Now, in terms of this idea of paskibar versus naki, it's an interesting question. You know, today there's a significant percentage of the people who prefer whole wheat. You know, is white bread better than whole wheat bread? So halakhically, it seems like it is. The question is, does that change if people are more health conscious and they prefer? You know, if you have one person, so you say batel daita, but you're not going to say batel daita if there's a whole group of people. You know, they sell whole wheat challahs for a reason, because people right. think that, you know, it's more healthy, and it is. So there's actually a debate I saw in the post game about this.
Whole wheat is paskibar.
I mean, it's less naki, yes, relatively speaking. You're right, paskibar isn't really whole wheat, but we'll see later that even within levels of nikios, you know, it's certainly white flour is considered more, quote unquote, clean, it's more white than always. The question is that really an objective reality, halakhically speaking? Again, if you're not interested in the white flour, because you're like, you're really super health conscious, you don't touch it, so it's not an issue, but you're going to eat both. So would you say the bracha on the, you know, the white flour as opposed to the whole wheat? So I saw Rav David Yosef, he thinks that no, it's a significant minority of people think that, you know, prefer this, so then it would not have the same halakha. But others argue, and they say, no, white flour really is, again, you're not planning on eating it, it's not an issue. In any case, the halacha here is very clear that shalem takes precedent, even if it's inferior quality, over a larger piece. If it's just a piece of a slice of bread, you have a tiny roll and a big slice of bread, the tiny roll takes precedent. Aval, im ha-shalem is-sa'orim ha-chatichos michitim, if it's inferior quality of flour, it's not wheat flour, it's sa'orim, which nobody, I think, today makes a sa'orim flour. Afilu hiktana, v'niach ha-prusa tachas ha-shalem u'botzeh b'shtei n'yachat. So the Mechaber says you should say bracha on both. This seems to be a chumrah. It's kind of yotze both deos. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah Gimel, okay, l'kayim ma'alot ha-shalem u'sa'orim ma'alot ha-chitin. Right? But in Ikra Adin, it seems like the chita would take precedence. Just to be yotze both deos, so there is a recommendation to do this. The Ramah continues, "V'chol ze k'sherotze l'achol shneim." Like I said, "If alim ena rotze l'achol ela echad yivtza alav v'nochash l'sheni afal pi shechal shuv v'chavim." Once I had a guest in my home, and we were serving dinner, and we didn't have so many pitas, so we cut the pitas into like quarters of like big pitas, and he came into the kitchen to wash, and he saw there were a couple of pitas that were whole on the kitchen table. And now outside there was the soup and the pitas cut in the quarters. He said, "Oh, I want to say a bracha on a shalim." So I gave it to him. But I don't think you're a chuyav to, you know, seek it out like that, meaning it's, you're a guest, you're served. Right. You know, whether or not, ideally, should I have offered to give a shalim? The reason I did it is because there wasn't so much, you know, pitas. So, you know, you have 10 people, you have 6 pitas, so you cut them into quarters, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, okay. It seems like it's a hinder in the bracha. Like, you wanted to say the bracha on the nicest item. So if you have both in front of you, and you're going to be both, so then, you know, you should say bracha on the on the Shabbat. Okay. Im shteyan shleimos mimin echad echad gadol v'katan. You have two whole loaves, two rolls, a big roll and a small roll. Varech ala gadola. Yesh la adam shnei chatzai lechem ve'in lo lechem shalim yichabim yachad be'etzu v'shum davar shlo yeh nira k'vedina k'shalim. People don't usually do this, but the Chavar says that you want to say a bracha on a shalim, it's an inyan, say a bracha on a shalim, so try to, if two halves of a roll, take a, you know, some type of piece of wood or something, or a toothpick, and like, you stick them together. So on Shabbos, people might do this, because there's really a chiyuv for shalim. I don't think people do this during the week. And even then, it really has to be that it looks like it's whole. It's rare that you can actually take a toothpick and like, make it look Nikolai, you know. But, okay, so theoretically, shalim doesn't have to be, objectively, shalim has to be just nikur la'ayin and shalim. This is a halacha I should mention that applies not only to bread, but it would apply to fruit. You have cut fruit, you have a whole fruit. So I'm going to eat the whole plum, and I'm going to eat the cut apple. So the halacha is, the plum, you know, you should say a bracha on the plum. Again, there are more complicated issues, you know, in terms of shivas aminim, v'chule, or you're at a kiddush, and there's like a cookie and a slice of cake. Say a bracha on the cookie, it's a whole cookie. If you have a whole cookie in a rugalach, the rugalach is bigger, so you say they're both shalim. You say a bracha on the shalim. That's bigger before the shalim that is smaller. Now, if you have two shleimim, I mentioned that the shalim that's bigger takes precedent. Let's say the smaller one looks more geschmack. You have two challahs. Your wife made a really small challah; looks really delicious. And you have a very large challah. So again, if you're planning on saving a large challah for tomorrow because you're guest tomorrow, so then it's not a question. But you want to cut both challahs, so you should say the bracha and cut the challah that is larger. But let's say one is more tasty. Mishbura and Sifkat and Vav says that the tastier, what's beautiful, more beautiful, takes precedent. Now, sometimes you have issues, shalom bias issues. Your wife makes a challah, it's small. It doesn't look very nice, but the store-bought challah looks nicer. Sometimes it happens. So then, you know, may al-hichos brachos really say bracha on the bigger challah. But, you know, shalom bias, you know, I think would take precedent. You know, yeah, okay. The Seder. So just to summarize, you know, the Shivas Minim comes first, you know, so Chita comes before Sa'ora. Shalim becomes before Nakia. And then there's, you know, if it's larger, if they're both Shalim, you know, you say Bracha on the larger item. Unless the smaller item, it looks better. The Seder. So all these halachas are ma'akev. It's just an ideal way to say the bracha. The Seder. Sif Gimel. Shnei gluskaos hadavukim yachad shenefu v'nechtach echa mina achas hashniyah. Sometimes when you bake things, they stick together. So when they separate the challahs, so a little piece of one challah is now on the other challah. It didn't separate even. So you take the one that's whole. But it doesn't look whole because there's a little piece sticking onto it. So the Mechaber recommends, Tov lahafi lachaticha mea shleima kadei shetia nireis shleima mimashi nechen and dovu ba hafavish nireis yose gedol. It's better to take off that little extra piece because when you have the extra piece, it's technically bigger, but it looks like it's, you know, a challah and a bit. It doesn't look like a whole challah. It's better to take off the extra piece so it should look shalem. It's more mehudar in terms of the bracha. Okay. This issue, you know, in terms of how what shleimus means, again, it comes up in Hilchos Shabbos more, but like, why water challah? So water challah, often you see like cracks in it, you know, there are crumbs that fall into the bag. The consensus of the mainstream poskim is that's considered shalim, meaning it's too technically. You know, that's how all the water challahs have cracks in them. Meaning, you know, usually sweet challahs don't have cracks, but the water challahs have cracks, and then it's still considered shalim. You know, there are some briskers who are going to say, no, it has to be 100% shalim, but like, that's not standard. The standard intending is that that's considered shalim, that's how they make them, they're all like that. Okay. Valid. Pas orin pas kusmin. If you have bread made out of barley or made out of kusmin, varach al shos orin came true min shiva. So shiva's minim and shivor comes first. So shiva's minim takes precedence over, let's say, spelt. You have barley and spelt. So spelt is one of the five mini dagan, but it's not one of the shiva's minim. So the barley would come take precedence over spelt. Alf visha kusmin yafin. So shiva's minim comes before everything. Pas nikio pas kibar varach al nikia. So again, if you have a fine flour and you have more coarse flour, you take the bracha on the fine flour. You take the, say, the bracha on the most white flour. So the question is, how do you look at whole wheat today? Is that the exception or not? There's a machlokas about that. It's certainly legitimate for a person to say that if they like whole wheat, so it would be considered a that would take precedence. Certainly it's not planning on eating the white flour. Some people, like I said, are so careful their health, they won't touch the white flour. So that's not even a question. The question is, if you're going to eat both, do you have the right to say the bracha on the whole wheat? There is a machlokas zachron. The simple understanding of the Chaver is that you would say the bracha on the white flour. The Mishmura points out here there is a discussion of chaviv, you know, is even more important than shivas aminim. Mention if shivas aminim is the most important. Let's say chaviv is more important. You like spelt. So that's a big discussion. We'll see later in Siman Reishit Aleph. Some hold that chaviv is gover and others aren't. Okay. Fine. Moving on to hey, pass of the kochavim, the kiyo pass kibur shall Israel in an Israel pass of the kochavim. You have two loaves. You have known as pass akum. You have wonder bread. Again, you're not allowed to eat bread that your non-Jewish neighbor bakes in their home. That's a question of chassus. There's a shaila. I mean, the gemara that goes there, you shouldn't even buy from the bakery. You shouldn't buy wonder bread. And then they saw it was too difficult. People have to. They don't always have Jewish bakeries. And in those days, you know, again, you have to make sure the ingredients are kosher. It has an OU on it. It has a, you know, whatever it is. I don't know if so. I don't remember. It's a while since it was in America. I think at one point it had a star case. I don't know. Whatever. If you have a hashkacha and you know the food is kosher, this question is it's made by a non-Jewish baker. What's the story with that type of bread? So, but I think I had a triangle K. I don't know. Anyway. So there's very little concern that you're going to marry the daughter of the baker. You don't know. I'm sure she's wonderful, Mr. Wonder's daughter. But Lamaisa, the chances that you don't even know who they are. They don't know who you are. It's not like your neighbor. So Mikra didn't really hold this mutter, but we try to avoid it. That's accepted halacha. So again, how much do you have to try? That's a shayla, something more machmas or more meka. But if you have fast Israel, you should prefer it. And if you don't, you... So the Mechaber discusses a person who has both in front of them. Pasovich chavim dekiyo, pas kibar Yisrael. So the wonder bread is, you know, whole, it's delicious. It looks clean. And the Jewish bread is kibar. So if you're not careful of pasakum, so halachically speaking, you're allowed to eat the pas nekiyo of the chavim. Yavarech al ezeshem yirtzim. So here it's interesting, it's like a toss-up. Seems like the milah of Hasisrael, you know, cancels out the milah of Naki, and you can choose whatever you want. Let's say he's makbid, even if it's inferior, he's only going to eat the Jewish bread. You take the other one off the table, and the akar b'kasamaz. You know, the Mishavur says it's just a chumrah because you're not going to eat it, so it's not really because you don't need to, but okay, it's a chumrah to take it off. So if the Baal Bais is only planning to eat in Pasakum, because that tastes better, and he's not careful about this particular chumra. Well, B'nei Beiso, he has a yeshiva, a son who went to yeshiva, who's more makbid. Well, B'nei Beiso, Yochel Pas She'enu Naki Yisrael. They're going to eat only the Jewish bread. B'shtei Alechem U'Naki Mal Shulchan, Tarek Livso Al Pas Nekiya Shel Ovi Chavim, Hoi V'hu Botzea, V'in Daito Alechol Ela V'yoso Pas. So he's a Baal Bais. So he takes the bread he's going to eat. The im Baal Bais nizar pass obi chavim vi Yisrael she'enu nizar b'kach meisiv al shulchan. If it's the opposite, the Baal Bais is careful pass obi chavim, and the guest isn't. Kevin the mitzvah mutas al Baal Bais yivtzal yafesh al chavim kevin shehuter l'vtzal huter l'chol asuda. The fascinating reality, then the Baal HaBayis is going to lower his standards. Usually we're used to the fact that you have a guest, you raise your standards. You know, I don't keep calling Yisrael, my guest does. Oh, I'm going to be back and call Yisrael. Here's the exact opposite. The Baal HaBayis keeps Pas Yisrael, but he has on the table Pas Akum for his guest, and he's saying the bracha for the guest. So he's allowed to eat the Pas Akum because he wants to motzi the guest his in the bracha. Again, usually we aren't motzi guests on weekday meals. They're usually ever since their own bracha. So it's in reality, but just a fascinating description where you have a situation where you've got to lower your standards for the guest. Not only for the bracha, you can eat the whole meal, you know, the Pas Akum, the Baal HaBayis lower his standards for the sake of the guest. Specifically, if he likes it. If it's not chaviv, doesn't have, just a second. Right, this heter is that he really likes it. It's just his loaf, this pas akum, he really would want to eat it. It's just because pas akum, he's not. Fine. I'm not sure how much often this happens, but it's interesting, this discussion. Questions, comments? Okay. Vaita. Off. Pas of a kistin. Varach ala vare, my name is Zonos. Achav vracha achas me in chalosh. You achal imenu shir shachin regilik bo alav, achal pi shahu. So this is a very important sif. Pas habavikistin. It's machlokas and the Rishonim what this means. One understanding it means is that it's a kisin lashon kis. It's like, you know, a pocket. You have like dough and inside you have some sugar. You have like a. Others say, right, like arugula. Arugula has like, you know, chocolate and sugar inside. Or
about like.
Sufkaniya, yeah, we're going to see a little later. Sufkaniya, is a kiss, totally. It's a blila ava, so it's a little bit, the pashtus is Sufkaniya would be, 100%. So you have some Rishonim who say that it means something that's filled item. Other Rishonim say it means something that instead of using water, they use oil. So Rugalach would also have that. Rugalach is also, truth is a Sufkaniya, I think they use water when they make it probably depends on what they, they fry it in oil. But I don't know if they use oil when they in the actual batter. I don't know, it probably depends on what. And the third interpretation is that it's things that are like crackers, like very, brittle, things you eat, only eat like, the common denominator, it seems like these are snack foods. And there is a question to what extent these definitions are like mechayiv, or is it just a function of a snack food? So sometimes you have something that doesn't fit in any of these categories, but it's a snack food. You know, they have these soft pretzels. Soft pretzels, nobody eats as a meal. But technically, it's not brittle, soft. It's not stuffed with anything, and it's mostly water. It's not that there's mostly oil. So would that be hamotzi? So the accepted understanding is that these three definitions are just examples of snack food. Any snack food is zonos. Any meal food is hamotzi. Everything I'm saying is subject to debate. There's a lot of opinions about this, but that's, I think, the accepted understanding. That's the best of my understanding. So if you would eat snack food, you're having cake. So the Mechaber says, yes, you care about how much you eat. Pas of a kistin, mevarach alav bonim mezonos. Generally, you say mezonos. And you say alamichya. You achal imenu shir shachem gilu kvod of suda. You have, a meal for cake, from cake. Afa pishuhu lo sava. Even if you're not so full, but it's something that most people would be full from. Mevarach alav hamotzi uvechas amasim. So this is a big issue because, people eat Danishes for breakfast, right? In college, let's say, I don't know if people maybe more health conscious now, but when I was in college, people would, go across the street, buy a big Danish, and eat it for breakfast. So do you have to wash? When we do that, so the mechaber here says the shear is how much people are regiling the kvah suda. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that some achronim are machmer even for three or four beitzim. Now, a big Danish is certainly three or four beitzim. I don't even know if that's the amount a person would kovei a suda on. Again, how much, what's breakfast? If a person needs a bagel for breakfast, two bagels for breakfast. Sometimes the Danish is as big as two bagels. So if that's the case, that might be, you know, really halachically questionable. So we're going to get back to that in a second. Let's just continue. You started eating a little bit of cake. And then you got a little addicted. You kept on eating. So even though you said initially, you didn't wash the tamotzi. You said mizonos, but you kept on eating and eating. So then you have to say, you know, because of mazon, afal pi shelo birach hamotzi. Let's say you eat a shear, you're satisfied with this, but it's not the amount the normal person would eat for a meal. So the Mechaber says you're batel deitzah kolodom. So all these issues are subject to debate. Some people say, you know, when we say batel deitzah, that's a function of who you are. So if you're a college student, you can eat a lot. You're just one Danish, for you that's a snack. So as an old person, that would be a meal. So do you say that it's a function of, you know, where you live, in your age bracket? Or do you say, no, it's more general. What's a normal person, an average person? We don't start saying, well, you know, for senior citizens, it's very kfiya suda. And for college students, they can eat a lot more. So that's a debate between the poskim. Some poskim are willing to accept these, you know, separations of different categories of people. And others aren't. Lamaisa, this is a real issue. People go to Kiddush on this morning, so people can sometimes fast and eat a meal, and they had, so is there anything with schus? So the best thing is to avoid it. You can say, eat, you know, a few crackers, say alamichia, and then you can eat as much potato cook as you want. If you separate with a bracha, so it's not considered a meal. But many people don't do that. So is there a limud skosa for that? So some argue that when we say k'tei sviya, it has to be k'tei sviya of the pasuk b'kistin. So how much do you eat? Three pieces of cake, and then you had a lot of potato cook and fish and salad. But that made you full. What made you full wasn't the mizonos, it was the salad and the potato kugel. So it's not included in the status of the mitzvos. Again, it's not ideal. It's not so clear if that's true to machlokas. And others want to say that, you know, the cake has no shaykhis to the potato kugel. It's not like it's malafe to the pot. If you ate like crackers with fish, okay, you eat the fish with the crackers, and then there's tziruf. But you eat crackers with salami. But if you eat cake, you're not eating the fish with the cake. It's a separate thing. So Mela, you wouldn't be considered. Even if you count other machalim to the kesriya, only if it's malafis the pas. Only if they go together, it'll be crackers. That's another limusus. But at the end of the day, it's not so pashut. It's really not so much at all. It's probably better for everybody's diet to eat, you know, kazayis and salamuchia, and that's it. You don't need to eat, but okay, there's some people who are hungry to eat lunch. So if you would say, eat a kazayis, salamuchia, and then eat other non-mizonos items, then that would be a way of avoiding the suffix with the assumption that the bracha chronos separate. And that's some of the posts can recommend it. Some also want to lamed zchus by saying that, okay, I ate k'tei sviya, but I said alamichia. Maybe alamichia would count for benching min haTorah. Maybe you're not putting yourself in a suffix deraisa, because maybe alamichia would count. It's not so clear that's true. That's a machlokas in the farshim. You know, you don't say bris, you don't say Torah. But some argue that it does count. So it's another limud zchus. But all things being equal, you shouldn't eat a Danish for breakfast. Meaning, now can you say, well, I'm going to wash and I'll eat a Danish. I'll bench on my Danish. You know, I don't know, maybe it's a few other fear of like benching. It's like, you know, it's almost as worse, as bad as becoming fleshic, you know. But I wouldn't recommend that either, because it's not so pashut that this is true that Kedei Svia, the first in eight of Danish Rebbe was Avotam Tzeil Mechia. Even though the Mechaber says, you know, if you ate a shear, even though you said Mizonos, you should bench, because it's not so clear. And some people say that it has to be a Kedei Svia of the flour, not just of the Mizonos. You know, Danish is mostly sugar and oil. So again, I don't think it's a good idea to eat a Danish breakfast. Forget about the health, even halachically, for via suda, chash suda. If you did, I would tell you say a bracha from. If you sit there and you ate like five Danishes, you know, that would be, then you can bench. It's also a shayla. You're nibbling, you're munching, and then you decide you want to be koyas suda. So do you have to say a hamotzi now? Just this dying. Meaning, the chayla gives a case where when you finish, you bench. But what about if you realize tough kaday, like? You know, so should you? So if you want to eat more, and what's more you're going to eat is an arik v'yasud, and then you can wash and say amotzi. Some people say that you should say amotzi either way because you never had das to, your mazonos never had das to cover the whole thing because you didn't work like v'yasud. I'm not sure if that's necessarily true today. People aren't so familiar with these halachas, so maybe their mazonos does cover it all. Anyway, lemaisa. Like I said, the minhag olam seems pretty make up with this. It doesn't seem to be, you know, l'chatchila, a person should avoid eating even four beitzim. Mishmur is three or four. Some of the Quran say really four beitzim. Four beitzim is about the size of a cup. So if you eat, like, you know, six rugalach, you're already in the Suffolk land. There was a gadol, Nifter, like 2 or 3 years ago, Dvlitsky, he wouldn't eat mizonos outside of a meal because he was concerned. It's another question. Say al-michia, do you need a size of flour, or do you count all other ingredients? In many cakes, flour is a small percentage. It's like 30%, 40%. So he would have to eat a lot. Once he eats a lot, he is suffic of kriya suda. So he wouldn't eat mazonos out of a meal. But I think the minhag olam is to count other ingredients. You know, he counts the sugar and the oil. So you eat a cup size. Like I said, it's good for your diet. Eating more than that, you're already putting yourself into a sheer question of kriya suda. I should say the sheer is a sheer of volume. So if you have like sponge cake, if you like mash it down, you can eat more. It's a function of volume. That's how we pass it. So if a person ate a whole Danish for breakfast, the right thing to do is probably go find some bread, wash, say a motzi, and then bench. But if you aren't going to do that, I think saying Al-Michia probably would be, there's the Yeshal Nilismach, B'di'evet, but L'chatchila would avoid doing that. This issue also comes up with the Mizonos rules. You know, Mizonos rules and flights and all that, like. Yer Kavei Asura, so it's more problematic. It's hard to know.
Mizonos hot dog.
Right.
You're eating dinner,
and it's not really nicker even, the taste. They say they use, apple juice, but it's not so sweet. It's not so pashut at all. You know, the pashut is for Ashkenazim, even if you eat it alone, you should probably say a motzi in that roll. Certainly if you're eating it as a suda. Even for Sfardim, it's not so pashut. Sfardim generally, you know, don't, they try to eat water chal. They try not to, because it's shayla, if it's sweet. Which is what sweet means, you know. And usually apple juice is usually made from concentrate, so it's mostly water. There's a lot of sfeikos when it comes to mazonos rolls. It's not something to avoid it. But the people who make the airplane meals, you know, they make them. And there's our seven rabbanim who are signed off on it. I mean, I think it's Chassidish rabbanim who give the hashkacha. So there are certainly some shitas who hold that it's okay, but I think it's not mainstream. The pashtus is... A mazonos roll is an oxymoron. Once it's a roll, it's a mazonos cake. If it's a roll, it's not mazonos. If a person wanted to be kovei suda mazonos, he's going to eat four Danishes for breakfast. Washes his hands, says a motzi, and after half a Danish, he realizes he's done. So the chora, he can say al-michia. The fact that he didn't say daim instead of motzi doesn't make it require him to eat the entire amount, because your yotze when you say motzi, he thought he was going to eat a suda. He didn't say daim. It's not a brachal matala, and he's allowed to just stop and say al-michia, because hamotzi is motzi, the pasuk v'chisnin in the bracha rishon. Um, There is an interesting discussion. Some of the Rishonim talk about the fact that Shabbos might be koveya. You know, you eat a snack, so you say al mechia zonos. You eat a snack on Shabbos, is Shabbos koveya? Shabbos is koveya for like maestros. So maybe it's koveya. It makes everything more serious. So you know, all the briskers are choshish for this. But they won't eat mezonos on Shabbos because they think the mezonos becomes a motzi on Shabbos.
Right?
So for a kiddush they always wash. But that's, you know, brisker chomer. I mean, there are other people who wash for kiddush because they hold that a suda has to be bread in kiddush al kum suda. So that's a different reason to wash. The girl holds like that, yeah. But the briskers are choshish that you can't say mezonos on Shabbos because every mezonos becomes a motzi. But that's, like I said, not a standard. Okay, so we'll...